So anyone who moved the morning revival but I haven't picked it up? No? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This week we are on message one.
Amen.
Basic principles for the practice of the church life.
Amen.
So when talking about the church life, the first thing we think when we think about is that the church life is all about church meetings or church activities, about pre-reading or reading the Bible. But actually in this message, we need to see the church life is more than that, more than these things. We need to go further to see what is the genuine church life.
Yes.
So in this message, we will see the basic principles for the practice of the church life. So in the opening of Brother Manero, he said this message actually is very related to Ezekiel 43. So I will give you a little bit of background. So in Ezekiel 43, verse 11, it says, "And if they feel humiliated because of all that they have done, make known to them the design of the house, the arrangement, its exist, its entrances, its whole design, and all its statues. Indeed, its whole design and all its laws, and write them down in their sight, that they may keep its whole design and all its statues, and do them. This is the law of the house, its entire area on the top of and all around the mountain shall be most holy. Indeed, this is the law of the house."
Right.
So here in Ezekiel we see the Lord suggested that the law of the house, oh Lord Jesus. So we see when the people of Israel, they didn't do where? The Lord didn't show them, ask Ezekiel to show them the law or the Ten Commandments.
Right.
But instead, the Lord asked Ezekiel to show them the law of the house,
right,
the design of the house.
Right.
So this means actually this is a house. We tell the people of Israel what they should do,
right,
and where they should be.
Yes.
So actually in the church life, we all need to see the law of the house.
Right.
Today, the church is a fulfillment of the house.
Yes.
So we need to see the design of the house,
yes,
the law of the house. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So in First Romans 1, we must see and stand on the unique ground of the local churches of God.
Amen.
The practice of the church life,
amen,
in the early days was a practice of having one church for one city with only one church. So it's only one church in one city. As we see in the book of Acts, the apostles, to break the bread in one city. There's only one church in one city. And for this, the sins were kept from being divided. Oh Lord Jesus. And we see division among the sins are condemned by the apostles as a deputy authority of Christ the head. So actually when we talk about one church in one city, I think most of us will be familiar with it. But what I really appreciate in the opening of Brother said that is actually locally a lot of sins they meet locally in one church. They hold the principle of one city, one church. But actually in essence there are a lot of lost tables in one city. Because he said a lot of sins when they came to a lost table meeting, they even didn't talk with one another. They hate one another. So we must see, locally, there's only one church, one city. But in essence, we should have harmony with one another.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, when we should, may the Lord save us from divisions, any kind of divisions.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
And in Romans number 2, we see, we must see and keep the unique oneness of the universal body of Christ. So, oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So the oneness of the body is universal. That
Amen.
Means we not only need to be one with the sins in our locality,
Amen.
We also need to be one with the sins universally.
Amen.
Because there's only one body in the universe.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And also in Romans number 3, we see we must practice the church life by submitting to the headship of the Lord and by being balanced by the body. So in the church life, we must honor the Lord as head. We must take Him as our head. And it is very practical that we need to learn how to fellowship, how to contact the saints. And we must, when we contact the saints, or when the saints come to us to fellowship with us, we must be careful that not to suggest them to do something.
Right.
Not to direct them to do something.
Right.
Because we must see the Lord is our master.
Amen.
The Lord is our head.
Right.
And we must honor Him by not making decisions in ourselves. And even our own decisions. So I think many of us, we all have our own decisions. Sometimes we want to make our own decisions. But the first thing we need to do is fellowship.
Amen.
To fellowship with the saints.
Amen.
Not to make our own decisions. To take the Lord as our head.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And also, we must learn to pray until we are clear about the Lord's leading. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And
Romans 4 is talking about the charters.
Yes.
The spiritual charter. This is very important.
Amen.
And we must practice the spiritual charter, the spiritual rules and regulations of the church, which is the cross, Christ as life, the Holy Spirit, the headship of Christ, the body, a general attitude toward our fellow believers, and the Word of God.
Amen.
So actually the charter has 7 aspects. So I would like to give you some details. So the first spiritual regulation of the church is the cross.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The first charter, the first regulation of the church is the cross.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So in the church life, when we come together, we must apply the cross at first.
Yes.
And in the God's house, we see the cross actually spread in every direction.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The cross spread in every corner of God's building.
Yes.
So if we wish to contact God and enjoy His riches in His house, we must pass through the cross.
Amen.
And even our love toward one another should pass through the cross.
Amen.
Our brother said in this message, we must not love the saints in our flesh. We must apply the cross to us.
Amen.
To love them in the through the cross.
Amen.
And the second item of the spiritual chapter of the church is Christ as life.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So we see the cross actually released the Christ as life to us.
Amen.
So when we contact one another, we need to dispense life to them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the third item of the spiritual charter of the church is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In our spirit.
Amen.
So in the church life, we must ask our spirit to live in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
The fourth item of the spiritual charter of the church is the headship of Christ.
Amen.
We must honor the Lord as our head.
Amen.
And the fifth item of the spiritual charter of the church is the body of Christ.
Amen.
We must be regulated, balanced, and directed, restricted, and limited by the body.
Amen.
And we see the body of Christ is God's heart desire.
Amen.
So all we do in the church life is for the building of the body. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
And the sixth item of the spiritual charter of the church is to be general.
Amen.
So we need to be general with one another.
Amen.
Even the believers, not in the lost recovery. We don't participate in their free groups of the Christianity, but we need to receive them.
Amen.
We need to be general with them.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the seventh and the last item of the spiritual charter of the church is the Word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So concerning so many important vital matters, we must be checked by the Word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we will all enter into these points and apply this point to our church life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we open to the sharing. Each one of you have 2 minutes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 so that we can open up this, we can open up this message, we can continue to open it.
Amen.
With 1 Corinthians 1:2. How about we read the first line of day one, just the first line, to the church of God. To the church of God, which is in Corinth, to those who, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Just the first line. The first line has the, Benjamin mentioned the law of the house. So what is the house? We can see it right here. So how can we, fallen people, be the church? It's right here. Right here. So this is a key to unlock the four Roman numerals. So the church of God,
amen,
which is in Corinth,
amen,
that's the key. The church of God,
amen,
which is in Corinth.
Amen.
So here in this small phrase with four words, we have the key. What is the church? And what is the church life?
Amen.
So look at Roman numeral 1 now. There are two words I want to point out. One is essence.
Amen.
Essence. And one is practice.
Amen.
Or we can say living.
Amen.
Living. So what is the church? And what is the church life?
The,
in ourselves, we are not the church. We are just a frame. We're just a container.
Right.
So we are not the church. What is the church? The church is the of God.
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
So Matthew 1:18 says, the origin of Jesus Christ was in this way.
Amen.
It says, before Mary came together with Joseph, she was found to be with child.
Wow.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So the church is of God.
Amen.
The church is of God.
Amen.
So what is the church? The church is, there has to be in us some essence.
Yes.
The essence.
Amen.
Something that was, I appreciated this very much, something that was not there before,
right,
now is there.
Amen.
Something that was not there before, now is there. This is the essence of God.
Amen.
So in our, now we're human beings, so we live. We just have a living. So this living as a Christian especially has to do with our coming together, our meeting together.
Amen.
So everything we do has to do with our meeting as Christians. So in our living, that's our, we're the framework. We're the framework. But He's the essence.
Amen.
He's the content. So in our practices, there has to be something that was not there before.
Amen.
Now it's there.
Amen.
The of God.
Right.
Amen.
Of God, the essence. If it's not in our living, in our practice, then we're not the church. It's not the genuine church life.
Amen.
So all these points have to do with the essence being expressed in our practice, in our living.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the church and the church life are of God.
Amen.
So all these things, we want to take care of the content.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This series of messages are from Thanksgiving conference. Right? And when I enter into the messages, exactly what brother has shared before, I feel like it's a continuation of the crystallization study of Ezekiel, right? Especially on the lines of the law of the house.
Right.
The first message opened this up, you know, in a more practical and application way, right? Today, what the Lord is doing is recovering His church, right? We a lot of time we say, oh, we're in the Lord's recovery, but saints, we have to be, you know, really be conscious that the Lord is in the process of recovering us, right? We're, you know, even all the message that's spoken to all the churches is the Lord's heart's desire to recover His church, to be just like, you know, what the Lord has shown Ezekiel, right? The, you know, the glorious temple that is shown in the later chapters of the Ezekiels. So the Lord is what Lord is doing is recovering His church. So I think this serious message, we really need to look at it, you know, in a much deeper way. We should really appreciate these messages. Mm-hmm. As I was reading it, you know, yes, the first law is the unique oneness, right? Mm-hmm. This is what the Lord is desired. You know, even the Lord has prayed for, you know, in John, right? In the Gospel according to John, the Lord prayed before He went on the cross, right? Pray that His disciples will be built into as one, right? Just as Him and the Father were one, right? So so this is the unique oneness, and obviously the oneness is preserved by the ground of the local church, right? Yeah. So we're not supposed to have all different kind of names following certain doctrines or name after this and that. And even within the local churches, as Brother has shared, we still need to keep this oneness. Right. It's not that we're in this locality, or let's say we're practicing the ground of oneness, we're automatically in the oneness, right? Right. Yeah. We need to, you know, take the cross. So I just want to read the... Actually, this is the Constitution, right? There are 7 points regarding this spiritual principles.
Amen.
So the first spiritual principle of the church is the cross, right?
Amen.
The cross, you know, terminates all negative things. And which also leads to the second point, which is the Christ as life, right? The cross also releases Christ as life. And the third one is the Holy Spirit in our spirit. So in the church life, we really need to follow the Spirit, right? And the fourth item is the headship of Christ, right? Especially here, it talks about a lot of times, you know, or especially a reminder for the serving ones, older saints, right? Mm-hmm. We tend to give suggestions or advices to the younger saints.
Right.
The only thing that we should do is lead them to Christ, right. Lead them to pray, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we should not usurp Christ's headship. Mm-hmm. You know, we should not, you know, there shouldn't be any kind of, you know, small heads or sub heads, right? Yes. Only Christ is the head. Amen. Amen. And the fifth point is the body of Christ, right? Amen. So we must be regulated, restricted, and limited by the body. And the sixth item is to be general. We need to be just general to accept. As long as there are saints, I mean, as long as those are children of God, we should be, you know, be really receiving all of them, right? Regardless of what they practice, what they, you know, the preference. And the seventh and the last item is the Word of God, right?
Yeah.
Whatever we do, everything needs to be checked by the Word of God.
Yeah.
This is the book, right? The book that gives the you know, instructions and everything, you know, to our church life or to all our practices. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen, that we can speak.
Amen.
And that we have the life of God in us. We take Christ as our life so that our speaking, our prayers manifest into reality. I wasn't able to attend the video training or anything like that, but I remember from last week, it was just the last clip. What I really enjoyed was the image that was mentioned about the bread being the fullness of the economy of God. Mm. About, like, and I remember in last message Bible study, there was one study that was specifically saying the vine flowers are humanity, and that Christ is the oil, and that mixture is the bread, and Christ is the bread of life. So we're able to take this fact as the bread and see it as something that's not just what we do on Sunday, but that it's everything that we need, because it's both us, because Christ, you know, 100% man, 100% God, and now, like, His goal is for us to also be 100% man and 100% God.
Amen.
Amen.
So amen for this bread.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I really enjoy these verses in Ezekiel 43:10-12. Here we hear the phrase "the law of the house" in contrast with the law of Mount Sinai, right, which God gave to Moses, right, which is the law of morality. But here it says, you know, Brother Benjamin read them. I'll read them again in 10. You, O son of man, describe the house to the house of Israel, that they may feel humiliated because of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they feel humiliated for all that they have done, show them the design of the house,
Amen.
The arrangement, its exits, its entrances, Amen. Its whole design, and all its statutes. Indeed, its whole design and all its laws, and write them down in their sight, that they may keep its whole design and all its statutes, and do them. This is the law of the house.
Amen.
Its entire area on the top of and all around the mountain shall be most holy. Indeed, this is the law of the house. So this is, you know, the house governs. It directs the way that we should live. Mm-hmm. And here we're talking about the dwelling place of God, which mm-hmm. which the church is the fulfillment. And here, it's interesting to me that the Lord told him that by seeing the house, you would feel humiliated. By seeing the house, you would repent of your iniquities. That it was by seeing the house and knowing the house, Amen. All the patterns, the arrangements, every detail, that we would, you know, we would get this anointing from the Lord, and we would feel a certain way. So this house is a pattern. It's a rule, and it's an inward
Amen.
Rule. It is. So for that, we need to make it our business to find out what are these details of this law.
Amen.
What did all this furniture mean? Do you know the furniture? Do you know the boards? Do you know every detail of the tabernacle, of the house? You know, and I thought about that, even the steps, how many steps to go up, how many steps to go down. When you go in, the first thing you see is the cross. So if I am to be regulated, if I am to be governed by a certain thing, I need to know what that thing is. So if I don't know anything about the tabernacle, then how am I supposed to even repent? How am I supposed to walk? How am I supposed to think? You know, when I see my situation and I have to take the cross, why do I have to take the cross? Why do I have to accept what is before me? You know, so for that, I'm really convicted at the fact that I need to be measured by this house, but I need to make it my business to get into all the details of this house.
Amen.
And they
Amen.
Would be a personal and inward experience and relationship with me and the Lord.
Amen.
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 We pursue the name is the January Church Life. This is talk about the church. Talk about it. Church life, as Brother Manuel mentioned. So the basics, the principle for the practice of the church life. Talk about the church life. So the word, verse 3, very top. You can see four master, just like a chapter. Very top. Talk about the rule.
Right.
I remember Brother Ab used to say, I have my house rule. Amen. There's a rule here in the Father's house. Okay, you see? There's Roman number 1, Roman number 2, also mentioned 2, the same thing just brother mentioned. We must see. Roman number 2, we must see. Wow, the house rule, very tough. You must see, 2 times. Then Roman number 3, Roman number 4, talk. You must practice.
Right.
You must practice.
Amen.
Wow, it's tough. There's a spiritual rule in the church life. And I just very touched Romans 4, the number 8. The altar in the temple signified the cross of Christ. And it's the center, not only the inner court, but also of the entire premise of the temple.
Yeah.
Even the living water come out from the throne, from west side down to the, it's not all the way up, because the throne is up. Not all the way up to the east, directly go to the east gate.
Amen.
You make right. Then around the altar. So the altar is the center. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's Paul saying. I don't know nothing. I only know Christ and His cross. Amen.
Amen.
Through the many years in the church life, I remember cross. Very important for us. How can you survive? Okay, my time's up. I just sing the cross for the Fanny Crosby saying that. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever. From the cross, my ransom soul, nothing that shall save her. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Appreciated. Roman numeral 2 says we must keep the unique oneness of the universal body of Christ.
Amen.
And Ephesians 4, 3 through 6, it talks about, I think, seven ones, where it talks about this oneness being the oneness of the triune God. As it mentions, the one spirit is the essence of its of the contents, and the one Lord is the element of its contents. God the Father is the source of its contents.
Amen.
So this is the oneness of the body of Christ. We're being brought into the oneness of the triune God.
Amen.
At verse 3 it mentions we need to be diligent to keep the oneness. To keep the oneness in the uniting bond of peace.
Amen.
So this is, in the church life, this is very crucial that, we realize that we need to keep the oneness. And I appreciated the point, I don't remember which verse, but the oneness is through faith and baptism.
Amen.
And this is a matter of our believing, where we believe into the Lord. And through baptism, we are become members of Christ's body.
Amen.
We enter into the body of Christ. But in addition to being brought into the body of Christ through our baptism, we need to practice the blending. This blending helps us keep the oneness.
Yeah.
I was just, I'm going to Connecticut for a gospel trip as part of the full-time training. And I've never, this is my first time in the Northeast. And I haven't visited the churches. So I'll meet a lot of saints that I've probably never met before. But this is, wonderful, because this is the blending of the body.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I enjoy on day 2 as well. It says that in order to be harmonized, blended, adjusted, mingled, and temple in the body life, we have to go through the cross and be by the Spirit, dispensing Christ to others for the sake of the body of Christ. I appreciate that there's a body for us to be balanced in the church life, but it is like sometimes it's so hard to be blended and to be balanced. But then I appreciate that it says that we may not be used to it, but after we begin to practice blending a few times, we will acquire the taste for it. And this is the most helpful thing in keeping the oneness of the universal body of Christ.
Amen.
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 lot. I also like this fellowship. I don't know whether my fellowship will be really fit in the topic, but I do. When I read this week, I do read the portion like, so let's say when a leading brother had an idea, you know, the material said, you know, it's not good. You just, you know, say fellowship to the fellow brothers, sisters, or do this. And then they just do it, so the things are done. So that's not good. So what the lacking is, the leading brother has a burden, and he prayed. He also fellowshiped to fellow brothers and sisters, and the fellow brothers and sisters also prayed. So and then by the leading of prayer and by leading of the Spirit,
amen,
we can get things done.
Right. Amen.
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 So, yeah, I see this is a great point, but I also try to put it in a real practical setting, because, you know, we don't want to be just become a doctrine. I think in our family life, we also, as a parents, to speaking on behalf of parents, we also need to have this kind of a leading spirit. So, yeah, so like, for example, if I try to let my children do something, I also learn, you know, I cannot just say do this, and then if they don't do this, and I put my authority, say, hey, I'm your father, you have to do this. So although it was done, but it was not good. So I try to fear the Lord. I say do something, and then if they, you know, and I try to fellowship in a way, kind of conveying the spirit. You know, why we need to do this? Let's say we want to get things, you know, organized. We are not just do a matter of the same. Because we want God behind it,
amen,
the house organized.
Amen.
So sooner or later, we try to fellowship in a sense, so we are in a harmony, and also leading by the Spirit, and the children begin to be with us to get his house organized. Mm-hmm. In that way, this is good.
Right.
So it's a great difference, as the material said. This was a great, great difference.
Amen. Right? Amen.
So we're not just saying, do this, and they do it. The outside probably the same, but we want to see what matters is inside. We want to say we are doing it in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So in Philadelphia, we're a week ahead, but I'll share from that. The topic for next week is headship. And so there's two verses that really stood out to me from this week. So first is 1 Corinthians 11:3. But I want you to know that Christ is the head of every man, and man is the head of the woman, and God is the head of Christ. And there's also another verse that I thought was really important. John 8:12. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. When I was reading this week, I didn't really understand what the relationship between headship and light and life was. And so I feel like this week really made it more clear, and it kind of painted a picture of the two kind of things in opposition. There's the world, and then there's the church.
Amen.
And so in the world, we see, you know, even if you consider the world situation, it's all darkness. There's no light. It's just, even this person says, I think, a heap of collapse and ruin and disarray.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, even if you had a dark room and there's a bunch of people in the room, you know, there's no light. Everything's, like, in chaos. But the Lord is our light, and the Lord is our life. And so it talked about this week the need for us to be, use this word, pioneers in taking the Lord as our head. And actually in the church life, we're just practicing to take the Lord as our head.
That's right.
And when we do this, there's the light and the life, and
yes,
there's no more chaos,
yes,
there's no more confusion.
Yes.
And actually it relates to what our brother was just saying. You know, it's not an organization. It's not this, you know, the Lord just throws a rule book at us and demands that we fall in line. But rather, if we take the Lord as our head, there's life there.
Amen.
And that's how he's dispensing,
amen,
his life into us.
Amen.
And in this way, if we as the church are taking the lead to take him as our head, then eventually this will turn the age. And this,
amen,
is what the Lord is after. He's,
amen,
after,
amen,
the body for his head.
Amen.
Amen.
was really touched by this week's day two message. Here, maybe I just read some part which touched me most. Day two, being divided because of any racial, national, or cultural flavor is fleshy, according to the manner of men and not according to the manner of the saints. Concerning the spiritual and divine thing for the church, we must keep in mind four crucial points. Here is four crucial points. First, we must go through the cross. Our native flavor should be crossed out by Christ.
Right.
In the church,
Amen.
There is room for no natural person, but right. Christ is all in all and all in all.
Amen.
On the cross,
Amen.
Both the Jews and the Gentiles
yes.
were crossed out. Second, everything should be by the Spirit. Third, this is to dispense Christ to others. Fourth, everything is for the building up of the church. In other words, whatever we do should be through the cross, by the Spirit, to dispense Christ to others for the building up of the church as the body of Christ.
Amen.
So why I was so touched by this message, because I really look on myself, I really lack of these kind of things. So I really want to doing things according to Lord's requirement. But in our natural person, it's very hard because I remember I read some spiritual book, and in the book it said it's kind of easy to change your habit, but it's very, very hard for a person to change your characteristics,
yes.
especially your personality. So if we are always keeping our own personality and characteristics, we are natural. So when people touch us, they can say, okay, this person is different from other person. It's very unique. So we really need to come to the Lord for the mercy, for the deep mercy on us, because it's really, really hard to change our natural person.
Mm-hmm.
So we should keep in mind, we should always apply the cross when in our daily life. Maybe suddenly you apply a big cross on you, but maybe from very, very little things. Yeah, you can change yourself.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Oh Lord. Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord for the cross.
Amen.
Now, this week, we touch on the practice of the church life. And we know, in experience, you know, we must follow the Spirit.
Amen.
In whatever
Amen.
We do, especially
Amen.
In the practical things in the church life.
Amen.
In our fellowship, we must follow the anointing. And the Spirit is the one, right, who will lead us to how we fellowship and how we should proceed. But the way for us to be in the right position to touch the Spirit
yeah.
and to follow the Spirit is through the cross.
Amen.
I was very much touched by the older sharing. You know, the first item of the first charter is the cross.
Amen.
You know, saints, I mean, I'm young, but from what I've seen so far, forget about finding the best way in the church life.
That's right.
Forget yeah. about it. Forget about having the proper, trying to be the proper brother, proper sister. Forget about, you know, do the right thing. Forget about your good intentions. The first thing that we should pay attention to in the church life is the cross.
Amen.
If it means for you to deny yourself, to put aside your good intention, yes, that means you should do that.
Amen.
Because it is only when we touch the cross can we be in the right position to know the Spirit.
Amen.
And to be adequately under the leadership and the headship of the Spirit.
Amen.
So I just want to read a portion from day 6. This is under morning nourishment towards the end. If we check ourselves with the cross and we honor, I appreciate these words, you know, honor. Saints, have you heard? We need to not just pay attention to the cross. We need to honor the cross.
Amen.
In the cross, all the negative things, death, Satan, enemies, things that's, you know, holding us back. I don't know, things that we think we cannot overcome. You know, all the things that's happening to us. Our self-pity, whatever we think that we don't have, whatever we think we need.
Yeah.
Right? All those things.
Amen.
Being terminated by the cross.
Amen.
And when we look at the cross, we cannot help but praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is the unique, unique solution.
That's right.
To our problems and to all the problems in the church life.
Amen.
May we know this cross.
Amen.
Sorry, excuse me. Honor the cross.
Amen.
Amen.
Magnify, exalt, and respect the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Saints, if we do this, exercising our spirit, we are in the right position.
Amen.
To properly properly experience the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Don't you want to experience the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
We are so tired of being in the church life and thinking without touching the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
May we be in the right position.
Amen.
So that we may touch the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Again, I just want to finish reading, excuse me. We must be checked by the cross.
Right.
And we must be safeguarded by Christ.
Amen.
Then we will experience the Spirit in a proper and adequate way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 This week we talk about the basic principles and the practice of the church life. I think somewhere in the message it says that the word is very strong here. I think it says that many Christians are talking about the body in Romans 12, but nearly all of them have neglected Romans 14. Most who are talking about the body life do not have it. I think that actually the strong message that I get this week is that we actually need to be actively involved in the church life. Actually, if we are not involved in the church life practically, none of these 7 points we will be able to experience.
Right.
Yes.
You know, the only way is to step in.
Yes.
Otherwise, you probably think that, oh, church life is so sweet. I can tell you from my experience, it's not always the case. But only when you experience, you know, some situations through the blending, through the fellowship, then that's the time you go back to the cross. And you are balanced. Well, I'm balanced. So often I would read something, I would share with Kyle and say, see, this is this and this and that. You know, how about this brother and his sister? And he would say, you know, actually, we read the Bible for ourselves, not for other people. But so often we read the doctrines for other people and, you know, point fingers to others and say, see, you know, this is the Bible, this is like this or like that. And, I was very touched that we all need to be balanced.
Amen.
And the way is to through the spirit and
Amen.
The body.
Amen.
You know, the brother is in the training, you know, reminded me of my son. You know, sometimes when I talk to Eric and then he said, Mom, I need to pray to the Lord first. I was like, what? This is so simple. Just do it. But then, you know, the Lord will prepare for you the best person, the best time, the best place to balance you. And then you know, at the moment you will be, you know, like be offended, be angry, you know, just like Brother Richard said, you know, I'm your mom, you know. But then the Lord would use every way to balance you. And then I think, you know, when we experience this, I think I know it's difficult, but, you know, in this case, we just need to be humble and say, Amen, Lord, I need to be balanced.
Amen.
This is my cross that I need to take. That's the way we can, you know, we can survive in the church life. Otherwise, it's not easy. It's so difficult. But praise the Lord. You know, after we pass these 7 checkpoints, we would enjoy the Lord to the uttermost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
know, only your kids, you know, can balance you the most. Seriously, as we're getting old, no one can change us. Because you love your kids so much that you're willing to take in all the cross for their own good.
Yes.
This is my own experience. Okay?
Amen.
So I was very touched about the hatchet. During the winter training, we were talking about a sin through one person, right? Mm-hmm. Get into every one of us. So this poison thing is, you know, injected to every one of us, so every one of us have sin, and the sins, there's none of us can escape. So the sin bring in all the deaths, right? And the deaths bring the darkness, and the darkness, you know, bring the confusion. So that in the church life, if we wanted to have a very bright and very healthy church life, we needed to, you know, practice, you know, the headship. The headship includes a lot of things, right? Such as, especially for me, as we are getting older, a lot of younger saints come to you asking for suggestion, asking you for opinion. Often we forget. We will give our life experience and give our 2 cents, right? This is not good. We also have to practice, you know, we have to, you know, go to the Lord first, take Him as our headship, and do not insult Him, you know, by coming out as I'm the head and I'm telling you how to do it. So this is very, you know, I was very touched, especially by this, you know, headship. This headship, you know, the Lord has a lot of problems to deal with. One of them is, you know, to terminate all these negative things in the church life. So we needed to all practice, you know, take Him as our headship and liberate us, you know, from all this bondage,
Amen.
From all this, you know, darkness. Amen.
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 I was encouraging the tree concerning the blending. God has blended the body together. The word blended also means adjusted, harmonized, tempered, and mingled. Among us, we should have the blending of all the individual members of the body of Christ, the blending of all the churches in certain districts, the blending of all the co-workers, and the blending of all the elders. Blending means that we should always stop the fellowship with others. Then we will receive many benefits. If we isolate and seclude ourselves, we will lose much spiritual profit. We must learn to fellowship. We must learn to blend. Fellowship tempers us, fellowship adjusts us, fellowship harmonizes us, and fellowship mingles us.
Amen.
And the blending is for the building up of the universal body of Christ, to consummate the New Jerusalem as the final goal of God's economy according to His good pleasure. I just thank the Lord for fellowship. It tempers us, it adjusts us, and it mingles us.
Amen.
Amen.
From this week's message, I've experienced that in order to gain Christ, I have to, like, personally, I have to give up a lot of things, like my desire, and to work hard or to be a good person. Because from this week, I just felt that all this is just what I wanted to do instead of what Christ wanted me to do. So a lot of times, like, I kind of just, like, force myself to work hard, but I feel it's so painful. Because I don't feel like I'm being content with what I have so far. And also a lot of times when I read the Word of God, I kind of just, like, force myself to behave like what God want me to do, what Lord want me to do. But actually I should pray, like I should put those words into my prayer and just let that, like, naturally come to me instead of, like, be myself and then to, you know, just be myself. I guess a lot of times I need to, like, from personally, I need to pray more.
Amen.
And then that's when, like, Christ will speak to me.
Amen.
God will speak to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Does anybody else want to share?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is speaking.
Amen.
You know, I've really been considering, you know, because this is the first week of the Thanksgiving conference.
Right.
Just kind of how the Lord is taking us from the book of Ezekiel, where we ended up with the house, the details of the house. This is God's desire. And then going into the fall Itero, there in Germany, where the general topic was the recovery of the church.
Amen.
And then we come to this general subject and Thanksgiving, the genuine church life. And then you go into this past winter training, we see the book of Leviticus, where we saw that we're being trained in how we serve, live, and act, right, in the church today. I just feel that this year the Lord is speaking to us.
Amen.
Particularly, He wants to recover the proper church life,
Amen.
The proper church living.
Right.
And so this is why these messages are so important.
Right.
Because when we consider the church, we might think, oh, it's something so abstract, it's something out of reach. But you know, when you come to these messages, all these verses, you realize, actually, we're coming to something that is very practical.
Amen.
Something that is very tangible.
Amen.
This is the church life.
Amen.
Church life. Not just the church life.
Amen.
The church living. And now, over all these past couple months, you know, actually, this definition, this church life, is wow, it's new to me. Because if I asked you, describe the church life, if you asked me that question maybe a year ago or 5 years ago, maybe I would just say, oh, you know, we have meetings on Sundays, we have a prayer meeting on Tuesday. We just describe the meetings, what we do.
Yeah.
But weren't you impressed this week?
Yes.
There's far more.
Right.
What is a church life?
Amen.
Actually, I appreciate it from the very beginning. We see it has to do with the law of the house.
Amen.
Right? And this is why in Roman numeral 4, we have this particular language, right? I don't think we've ever come across this before. The spiritual charter.
Amen.
Maybe your reaction is, whoa, wait a minute. I thought in the church we're free, right? We've been free to yes, to a certain degree. But we realize, actually, there is a lot of restriction.
Amen.
Like, because the Spirit is here.
Amen.
The Spirit is operating, right?
Amen.
And so, just like in the Old Testament, you know, the children of Israel, they were told that you will bring your offerings to the place where I choose.
Amen.
It's not the place where Shepherd chooses or Benjamin chooses. It's the place where God chooses.
Amen.
So we see, very important, that this matter of the church ground, right, that there's one church and one locality, it preserves actually the oneness among God's people.
Amen.
And so this is why we are the church in Piscataway. If I asked you, why are we the church in Piscataway? Brian, how would you answer? Anyway, that's for all of us to consider, right? This is something that was practiced in the New Testament, and now this is being recovered with us today.
Amen.
But the intrinsic reality of the church in one locality or one city, this boundary, is the keeping of the oneness of the Spirit.
Amen.
And so this is why in Ephesians 4 it says we need to be diligent.
Right.
Brothers and sisters, we need to be diligent.
Amen.
Diligent. I appreciate that word, diligent. We need
Amen.
To be diligent
Amen.
To keep the oneness of the Spirit.
Amen.
Just because we're meeting here as a church in Piscataway, that doesn't mean we're one with one another all the
right.
time. Right? So I appreciate another word that we enjoy this week, being attuned.
Amen.
Right? Just like a musical instrument. Right? When the guitar players, before they play for the meeting, they need to tune themselves to be attuned so that we could all give a harmonious sound. Right?
Yeah.
So this requires, again, diligence.
Right.
But I think most of all us sharing this morning, we came across these 7 points, right, that compose this charter. And I appreciate it. The first one is what? The cross.
Amen.
We were helped to see in Ezekiel, the center of God's building is the cross.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters,
Amen.
May we be freed and delivered
Amen.
From ourselves, from our concepts, from our traditional way of doing things.
Yes.
Our relationship one with one another has to pass through the cross.
Amen.
And it's not that we ourselves are the cross to one another per se, but it's actually, you know, in a given situation, in a particular service, many, many opportunities, we get to experience the cross.
Yes.
And where is the cross today? The cross is in our spirit.
Amen.
So when you find out, oh, the brothers and sisters in your service group, they don't like what you brought up for fellowship, what do you do? You complain, moan, how come we're always doing what Sister Ping is telling us to do? No, right? It's the time to turn to your spirit.
Amen.
To pray with one another so that we could experience the cross of Christ.
Amen.
The second one is what? It's Christ as life.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, if the church life, if we do not have Christ as life, all we have is something outward. It's just an outward shell.
Amen.
Right? But the church life is the experience, the enjoyment
Amen.
Of Christ as a spirit
Amen.
In a corporate way. That's the church life.
Amen.
Third is what? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And there's so many practical points concerning this. And one of them has to do with speaking, right?
Yeah.
And so when we're speaking, right, and we lose the anointing, what does that mean? That means it's time to stop, right?
Amen.
Before we speak to one another, you know, a lot of this came out in our sharing. You know, saints ask us for help. Well, this also has to do with the headship. But before we say anything, we should check with the Spirit,
Amen.
Right? Is there the anointing there, right? And this will really govern us and restrict us. The fourth one is, again, the matter of headship. And I just appreciate it to see. You know, it's not about what's right or what's wrong. I think oftentimes when we fellowship, we try to find the right solution to the problem. But we should ask ourselves, are we under the headship of Christ?
Yeah.
And we should never, never usurp the headship of Christ.
Amen.
Right? And I think we're all guilty as charged, right? So actually, in our fellowship with one another, it's not wrong to share your own experiences, you know, how the Lord led you to do this, right? In choosing where to go to school, how you got married, where you're going to work, profession, etc. But at the end, we should lead the brothers and sisters to Christ, right? We could say something, well, this is how the Lord led me. But we should pray, right? It might be different for you, right? In that way, we will honor the headship of Christ. The fifth one is to have the body to restrict us, right? To limit us.
Amen.
And this is a precious point. And I appreciate what our sister what brought out. We need to be active in the church life.
Amen.
To be in the body life.
Amen.
Because when we're active in the church life and the body life, there are many opportunities where we can experience
Amen.
The restriction from the body. And this will help us, right, to be limited, to know not to go out of place, right, to serve beyond our measure, but rather everyone could function in a very wonderful way. And then next one is to have a general attitude, right, towards one another. And the key word there is how we receive the brothers and sisters, right? And I would say it's not just even the brothers and sisters that maybe are not meeting with us on Lord's Day, but even here, how we receive one another, right? Am I able to receive my brother who's born in China, right? My brother here from Peru, Art, he's American. I'm an ABC, I'm a different kind of American. We're a different breed, right? I look Chinese, but inward I'm American. We're all different. Can we receive one another?
Amen.
The only way is through Christ,
Amen.
Right? And so this was brought out in Colossians 3:11. There cannot be.
Amen.
We need to settle this in our being. Brothers and sisters, there cannot be.
Amen.
There cannot be Chinese. There cannot be American. There cannot be whatever. Only Christ.
Amen.
Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
This is the church life. And then finally, we have the wonderful Word. Right? The Word without, the Spirit within. This will govern, right, the way we live, act, serve in the church life.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. Let's give 2018, right, to the Lord and how we conduct ourselves in the house of God.
Amen.
May we be recovered
Amen.
To the church life that is found in the New Testament.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe we could end with some prayers.
Amen.
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 Genuine church life.
Amen.
We can practice the genuine church life.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for speaking, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for the new church.
Amen.
Lord, bring us up to the cross.
Amen.
Oh, we want to do that. We want your testimony, Lord.
Amen.
We want to be the ones you told us to build the church.
Yes.
In a genuine way.
Amen.
Thank you for your love and mercy.
Amen.
Give the praise to you.
Amen.
Thank you. You love your church.
Amen.
Continue speaking to your church.
Amen.
Oh, continue let us know.
Amen.
Continue let us can practice.
Amen.
What a genuine church life.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord,
give
the praise to you.
Amen.
Oh, let your spirit dwell with us.
Amen.
Oh, so we can receive each other.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
Oh, in the new man.
Amen.
Church life.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
In the new year, recover our church life.
Amen.
Oh Lord, that we will know more about this law of the house.
Amen.
Lord, that all our living service will be checked by this law of the house.
Amen.
Oh, there will be. Oh, we will be in our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, with your spirit to apply these laws.
Amen.
Oh Jesus.
Amen.
That you can gain a genuine building.
Amen.
Genuine expression.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Gain us this year, Lord.
Amen.
Recover our church life.
Amen.
Lord, genuine church life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, we love you.
Amen.
We praise you.
Amen.
New year to you.
Amen.
Each member to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, let's practice to the cross in our daily life.
Amen.
From very little things.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Lord, we give this new year to you.
Amen.
We give ourselves
right.
to you.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to just keep the spiritual chapter of our government.
Yeah.
Lord, bring us to the practice.
Amen.
Lord, practice of real church life.
Amen.
We are willing to be dealt by the cross.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for a new year.
Yes.
Lord, we say we want to be dealt by the cross.
Amen.
We
want
to abide by these spiritual rules and regulations.
Amen.
Lord, remind us to just continue to turn to you.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to be satisfied with where we are.
Amen.
We want to, mature more in life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, love you.
Amen.
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 We look forward this year.
Amen.
The genuine church life.
Amen.
Experience the genuine church life this year.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Just a quick announcement. So the following brothers and sisters, could you please get your lunch quickly and go to the conference room? We will have a fellowship. Omar, Nancy, Susan, Virginia, Aaron, Shepherd, Phoebe Lam, Esther Chen, Austin, Ju Wan. Thank you.
Amen.
My boss was supposed to be here, and I expected to be but I'll be back to school next week, so I'm thinking that I'll have a time to